It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by Tracy Kelly, financial advisor with Edward Jones in Coldwater. And, of course, we've been talking about Tibbetts Summer Theater upcoming, Popcorn Theater upcoming, all the rest of the shows that the Tibbetts itself produces as a part of their season and their whole year round. But there's an awful lot of other stuff that happens within the Tibbetts Opera House throughout the year. Christine Delaney is the executive director of the Tibbetts. And, we talk about whether it's the Noon Club or the high schools. There's so many other things that are, I guess, considered rentals or other uses of your building, right?
Absolutely. Good morning. Tibbetts is 100% a community facility. So we are here for a lot of different organizations. Last year, I figured out we had about 20 different organizations who rented the theater or worked with us on specific events at the theater that were not Tibbetts. Mm-hmm. So we provide those, and we also have some out-of-town groups that rent the theater. There's a concert coming up, the Four C Notes, that is a rental from a professional touring group, and so they're renting the theater, and they'll be doing it again probably in August for a couple of shows coming up. So we really are right here for the community. All of the schools, Quincy, Coldwater, Pansifia, St. Charles has used it in the past, so lots of different uses from the schools. And
people might ask, how do you rent the theater? How much does it cost? I don't know, the cost will vary, obviously, but some people, maybe it's too expensive. Some people might think it's the other way around, that it's, there is no cost to renting that. How does that work when you guys work with community groups?
Great question. Yes, there is a cost. There's a cost to Tibbetts, so we have to turn that a cost. We are first and foremost a business, as much as we want to support the community. But there's a huge variance in that cost, depending on whether it's a community-based organization, a nonprofit organization. They're going to pay the lowest rate that we have. We have another rate for those professional tours that come in, because they are for-profit entities. So they're going to pay a much larger price in order to rent the theater, as other theaters do. We also have a price for individuals. We've had a number of weddings and wedding receptions at the Tibbetts. So we have a separate price than if it's just an individual renting it for a set period of time. It's not a big production. It's not a show. It doesn't take as much personnel to do as, say, having a concert.
So. And you obviously have the stage upstairs. You have, obviously, the elevator lobby, which has the bar set up in there, too. And the art gallery downstairs, so different options.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are using just the art gallery. They just want a small place to do a baby shower or a wedding shower or a meeting. There's a number of organizations that are now using the theater for their meetings. And again, it's a very low rate. It does help us at least cover the personnel that need to be there. But it's all there for our community.
About how many weeks a year is there something in the Tibbetts?
Almost every week. I can tell you last year we had 107 different events in the theater, and it accounted for 250 days out of the year that we're busy, either with the rehearsals and prep for a performance or the performance itself.
So some, when like high schools or community theater moves in, they're there for the whole week. Some people are just there for one or two days.
Right. There's a lot of organizations, the schools, the Noon Club. If it's a full production with three or four performances, then they're going to probably move in on a Sunday. So they're renting it for the entire week. As you said, those professional tours, they come in one day. They're coming in, they're setting up, they're moving out. That's what they do, and that's how they keep their costs down.
The calendar, I'm assuming, fills up quickly. So if someone's interested in doing something at the Tibbetts, best bet to get a hold of you guys as soon as possible?
Absolutely. We are actually booking 2025 right now, as well as 2024. But that's how far we go out. And probably within a couple months, I'm going to need to get the 2026 calendar. Yeah. So we are trying to look ahead as much as we possibly can.
And, of course, there's some of those windows where you're not available, like during summer theater, generally, for some of that. Although there might be, maybe the art gallery might be available sometimes during summer theater.
Exactly. It all depends. And for weddings, sometimes, if they want a Saturday wedding, if they can do it in the afternoon so we can still do a rental in the evening, that's optimum. And we will can take all those things into consideration. You know, we've even had some of the The paranormal groups have rented the theater in order to do their exploration of the building. Ghost tours.
So if someone's interested, who do they reach out to?
Call the Tibbetts office, and we can get some, whoever answers the phone can get some initial questions answered, and then ultimately it comes to me for the calendar and the final contracting of the events.
Christine Delaney, Executive Director of the Tibbetts Opera House, with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by Tracy Kelly, Financial Advisor with Edward Jones in Coldwater.